For those with disabilities, enjoying a sports game is just as exciting as the rest of us, but the experience is a little bit different. And with the Bucks and the playoffs, I was curious as to how the visually impaired community in Milwaukee was enjoying the high-intensity games. I recently spoke with Bucks fan and production technician at Beyond Vision, Julius Perez. He lost his vision 5 years ago and explains how he's been enjoying hearing the Bucks games.
At first, I would have, I don't know why, but I would have the radio on next to the TV just to try to get two different pictures. And eventually, I just stuck with the radio. And it made sense to me because, like, as I was learning about blindness, you know, the radio is more descriptive of even the little minor things, like, you know, when somebody's getting upset about a call or, you know, or they grab their leg or whatever, they'll say that we're on TV. They just let you, you know, view it. So they're real descriptive. I think, what's his name? Ted Davis. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's real. And he's, you know, he obviously loves the Bucks. It's almost like he's just talking to you. You know, yes. like you're sitting down talking to him.
Do you ever have gathering parties with your friends, around the radio? Or?
We do. No, we go. I go to a bar, and so my friends there who are visual will, you know, will sit, and they'll sit, and they all will tell me what's going on or this or that or whatever. And I do like doing that, not all the time, because I like to ask questions when I have the opportunity when somebody's there. Because I'm older now, I look at kind of like the coaching part of what's going on.
You're more strategic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's why the radio is really good for me, too.
Have you been to Fiserv Forum for a game yet?
Not for the game. I went to see what was going on because, on the radio, of course, they do the two-hour show ahead of time.
Yes, yes.
And they'll start telling you, well, it's starting to fill up. And and so one day I was with a friend of mine, and he said, let's just go look, let's go hang out. We didn't have tickets or nothing. We're just going to go hang out at the bar.
Well, that's a good idea, too. Jackie Ackley also works at Beyond Vision, and she tells me she's more of a casual sports fan, but she's been keeping up with the Bucks as well. For her, it's more of a bonding experience with family.
I listen to the radio more, and, I mean, actually listening to a Bucks game on the radio for a blind person is pretty parallel to someone who has vision because you can't see anything on the radio.
Yeah, but you think about it in your head.
Right. Yeah.
So, like Julius, did you ever have vision?
Yes. Yes. I lost my vision about 19 years ago.
So do you still kind of see some things in your head, like when you're visualizing it or hearing it on the radio?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I always get, you know, mental images of what's going on, especially, what was it, the one where it bounced on the rim four times. Oh, my goodness. You
Julius over here is like, yeah.
You heard that one over and over and over. Yeah.
I'm always curious. When you lose one of your senses, there's maybe another sense that sort of accentuates or gets, it isn't like that?
No, you always hear that. Well, when you lose your vision, your hearing gets better.
Well, yeah, you always hear
it
that.
It does not.
Okay.
You pay more attention
sure.
to it. Your hearing is just the same acuity as it always was. It's just that you pay more attention to it.
Well, I like to think that you maybe have a superpower.
Hey, I'd like to think that too.
Right? Wouldn't that be great? Well, president of the Bucks, Peter Fagan, says there are features within Fiserv Forum to help those with disabilities have the best experience possible when visiting the arena.
We have the ability to not only have escorts, but we have the ability to have recorded devices and the ability for people to take out assisted devices to help the blind. We also make sure for all disabilities that we're beyond equipped and kind of in, you know, in the 22nd century. In the way we equip them, whether it's physical space for wheelchairs and alleyways that are much larger than it, whether it's bathrooms, whether it's braille on signage. So, I mean, we've tried to continue to kind of innovate and kind of be on the cutting edge to assist all of our fans, especially, you know, those with disabilities.
Well, it just gives you kind of another perspective on how those with disabilities are experiencing some of the same events that you are.